But oh goodness, recording has just started. I feel special. So in any case, we also have done an amazing job working with our program teams and our own staff to manage the reserves. I don't know if you remember last year, at the beginning of COVID pandemic and the economic crisis, we were terribly worried, frankly, for good reason, that we would need to go farther than just the reserves we had set aside to meet some of the impending issues we were seeing in construction, pricing, issues related to timing, issues related to supplies. And, you know, all of these projects have stayed in process, stayed relatively on time, and stayed generally within the budget and the caps that we've set. And that's honestly, I think, in no small measure to the great project teams we work with and our own team for handholding along the way. So as we think about next steps, there's a couple of themes that we have heard from the Oversight Committee. And the two areas that we would like to continue to focus our next steps on are reaching some of our further geographic diversity. As we had said through our stakeholder advisory group framework, and that for us would mean, although we do have a project in Southwest Portland, achieving a project in what I will call the Southwest neighborhoods. So a project that is outside of the downtown core and more within Southwest. We also are in the enviable position that we have more voucher units, or more vouchers from Home Forward that we had not expended. And so we are able to do more with deeply affordable units. And we also have the blessing now of the supportive housing services measure so that we can do more with supportive housing services and helping to provide more permanent opportunity for people who have been without housing and for those who have been without housing for some time. So our general take on how we'd like to approach our next work is to achieve a Southwest project and to achieve more and focused targeted supportive housing for those who have experienced or at risk of experiencing chronic homelessness. If you would advance the next slide, please. Oh, this is a slide of our entire portfolio. So as you can see, we've overlaid our bond projects with our portfolio in general. It will come as no surprise to you that our portfolio tends to line up with where we have had tax increment finance districts in the past, though not entirely. But as you can see, we do have a few projects in Southwest Portland neighborhoods, we believe that achieving our overall goals would be furthered by a Southwest project. Next slide, please. Here you can see our supportive housing progress as well. As a city and county, we have committed to reaching 2,000 units of supportive housing in process by 2027. We've made significant progress on that front. These include the bond projects as to what's planned or the green is in the pipeline, and also upcoming projects from our Metro solicitation. Next slide, please. So this encapsulates what we are planning to do for the next phase of the Portland Bond, and we wanted to get your thoughts and feedback. We will be announcing our Metro Bond solicitation awardees next week. We had a solicitation planned and in operation that we expect. We will have 9 new Metro bond projects to announce next week. We will have made significant progress on Metro bond, our Metro bond goals. We will have achieved 83% of our commitment to the Metro Bond goals, and we'll be able to move into additional phases of implementation. But we were not able to fund all of the projects that we saw through our Metro solicitation and through our last solicitation that had focused on supportive housing. We did a focused supportive housing solicitation a year ago. And so what we would like to do is, since we have seen some wonderful projects come through that may need just a little bit of further refinement, frankly, we would like to invite those projects back that we've seen in the last year that are not getting an award, coupled with two projects that we have seen come through in Southwest Portland neighborhoods, and do a solicitation that it will be inviting those projects to come back in with a very slight and some more simplified process, with additional guidance from us on some ways to refine their proposals. And then we would plan to do a shortened timeline solicitation for what we estimate is approximately 8 projects that we would be reviewing. Fortunately for us, we have already reviewed them in some form or another. So it could be a much more focused and limited review, not as an intensive review as we would have had to do in the past. We would like to look at criteria that includes readiness to proceed. We'd like to ensure that the projects that we would be selecting could be fully funded with the influx of funding that the Portland Bond would bring to those projects. And so those projects could move underway rather rapidly. We'd want to make sure that we're talking and providing clearer guidance on supportive housing services plans to make sure that those projects and plans would work well for the people that would be living in those buildings and having the services they need. And then we'd also want to make sure that we're being really clear about some proven construction methods. May seem a little technical to you, but we've seen some things that are very innovative and yet may cause some challenges through the construction or development process, and we'd like to provide a little additional guidance. So our plan would be to invite these projects in the month of October and proceed with expending the final resources of the Portland Housing Bond with award decisions expected in December and or January. Obviously, December is a shortened month for everyone just due to people's holiday and traveling schedules. But we would expect that we would have announcements and final decisions on awards at latest of January of 2022. Our hope would be to fund at least 2 projects, potentially more, as we look at, you know, of course, what is being requested, the size of the projects, and the remaining balances that we do have on the Portland Housing Bond. We're also looking to see if there are additional ways we can leverage funds for projects that are currently in our bond pipeline, meaning are there other federal funds that we may have at our disposal that may be able to increase the amount of availability of Portland Housing Bond funds to further more projects, but we don't know that yet. So I know I just said a lot of things, but this is something that we've talked to you about in the last couple meetings. We did reserve the right in our last solicitations to bring these projects back and or do a shortened process. And this was clear. And we just think that there are some great projects that we've seen that with a little bit of refinement, we could move move to award and get those projects moving as quickly as possible. And so knowing that we are in a good place and our projects are mostly closed, we're more certain about the money we have available. So this is what our proposal is. So I'd love to hear your thoughts and comments. And I hope that this is accorded a little bit with what we've been hearing from you over the last few months.
Thank you. Before we go to comments, if we could go back to the gallery view, that would be fantastic.
Yeah, I think that's a fantastic approach to invite these groups back in and work collaboratively with them and help them shape something that you think, you know, makes sense to give the funding to. And I just like to say in general, seeing all your materials, I just feel like I'm so proud of the work that PHB is doing. And I feel like you're a model to other entities about how you report, how transparent you are, how clear you are about goals. And, you know, constantly going back to say, well, what have we achieved? And then, you know, where are we still hoping geographically to put a project as it's possible? So I feel very proud of what you're doing. And yeah, I think it's a great approach.
Thanks, Susan. Todd, any comments?
No comment. I guess a question. So it sounds like these are projects that are focused in the Southwest. So I wasn't a part of the group that I think listened to proposals from those. So would all of the I guess what's the what is that second evaluation process going to look like? Are you going to bring back community or not community voices, but like yeah, or what's the participation in that selection process going to look like, and how is it different than the previous one?
So Todd, just to clarify, it would not just be focused on Southwest. So there would be two things that we would be looking for, one of which is achieving a Southwest project. So there are two projects that we have seen that may come back to us in Southwest. So we would ask both of those two, and we would plan to select one. Our second goal would be to go further on our commitments to creating supportive housing and more housing for folks who are chronically homeless. Now that we have, you know, it is hard on a portfolio level to sometimes achieve all of the various goals, right? Your family housing, all of these different mechanisms. Now that we know what we've been able to accomplish, and we know what we still have, vouchers available from Home Forward from their initial commitment to the Portland Housing Bond. I think we have 51 initial vouchers. Molly is not shaking her head. She's shaking her head. Yes. 51 original vouchers. And we have worked out an agreement with Home Forward and the joint office that we can use some flexible funding from the supportive housing measure on rent assistance. And frankly, we just see the greatest need right now is more housing for singles and couples who have been experiencing chronic homelessness, living on the streets and in shelters right now in the city of Portland. So Southwest is one portion, but supportive housing is another. And so we would invite those projects, I think it's eight, we would be inviting back in. And we would do an evaluation of technical feasibility analysis by our team and teams at the joint office in the state. And then we also have a community review process, which we convene. We would propose, and we have not finalized our plans for this, but we would essentially, as we have done that technical analysis on those projects, we would propose to merge the two into one review process where we would invite outside folks, meaning community members or those especially with expertise or experience being homeless themselves or experience living in housing, to advise and provide final recommendations. So that we could select those two projects. So we're believing we would run those two in parallel. So combine the technical and feasibility with the community review. So we'd imagine that we would have an internal expert as well as external folks convening together to make those final recommendations.
Okay, great. Thank you. One last question. It sounds like there's going to be integration of the supportive housing bond. Will there be any integration with the Metro housing bond, or will that those kind of funds stay separate?
We reserved the right potentially with Metro to not commingle funds unless it was the tail end of the Portland housing bond. So there could be a possibility that if there was a project that met both Metro and Portland housing bond criteria, even after the award announcements we're going to make on Metro next week, we still, even though we've made 83% overall progress, there's still some areas, we still have money left, first of all, and we still need to reach further goals. There could be a scenario where we would put money from both in as the final Portland Housing Bond project. And our estimation is we would then split the project up as to how we took credit. So if Portland's put in X amount of dollars and Metro put in X amount of dollars, we would proportionally ascribe those units to both, so we were not double counting. We have not planned that for certain. We would have to work with Metro to talk with them about that. But it could be a possibility if we needed a small amount of funding to put something over the top to be able to fund a project, because it is going to be complicated to reach the exact amount, right, that we have remaining. So that is one potential that exists.
Thank you.
Thank you, Todd. Alan.
Thanks, Dr. Holt. Thanks, Shannon. I like the plan. I have one question about priorities. Let me see if I can get to this. And I think what I'm interested in is mostly your thinking about this. As we know, the difficulty that we all face in this community is the number of priorities that exist, right? And one of the conversations we had with the stakeholders was around, and we said, this would be the emphasis on geography, right? But as you said, we've seen PHP investments in TIF areas because that's where the money was. And so these bond dollars had the opportunity to go outside of those geographic priorities to some degree. We could make investments that were more flexible. And so I'm in the same way, in priorities, I'm wondering how your thinking process went with regard to other priorities in the bond, in the remaining funds. And one particular I would say would be family units. And I know that we've also met the goal around family units. And I compare that to the emphasis of the priority you have here based on the money that's kind of flowing in around supportive housing right now. So is it that we should leverage the other funding that's coming in PSH? Because I think those are service dollars that are coming. And so we need to match that to the units, which makes more sense rather than struggling to get that service funding into place without the units that exist, right? And again, it's not to say that family units aren't as important, but we should go to some degree where the opportunity exists. Is that how the processing went? And then again, also for you all, combining that with the solicitation you had with Metro and the family units that might come online there and all of those pieces that you're looking at. So I just wanted to check in on that.
Well, and Alan, I appreciate that. I mean, I think there is no shortage of need overall for affordable housing, whether it be for, families who are struggling to pay their rent or to afford to live in Portland or work in Portland. And so there is always, when we focus on one area, there's always, a question about what else we're not focusing on. And I think in this case, frankly, I would expect a Southwest project would be more family focused to be, just to be honest about the geography of that area, the ability, transit is still an issue in Southwest Portland. So we want to be careful to make sure that a location that we select actually does have full opportunity and advantage. However, I think, yes, it is partially true that some of our thinking is about leveraging the supportive housing services measure. That is services, as you said, not capital. And honestly, I think, Alan, some of it is just the people that are living on the street in Portland that don't have a home. And it comes down to, frankly, a little bit of a gut check for us about what I think the greatest need is and where we need to do more. So in some ways, it is also just a reaction to what we're currently seeing and the tremendous, tremendous need from people who are living without any home. So it's a little bit of goal setting, and it's a little bit of people, because when it all comes down to it, all our goals are actually just about people, even though we're tracking all of these different metrics. So it's a little bit of both. But we do think we'd get a great project, probably very family focused out of Southwest Portland. And we have the resources, and we can build some permanent housing for folks that will have stability. And frankly, without us, these units are not going to exist in the private market. Folks need focused in buildings that are where they can, as Susan would say, find place. So I think it's we'd like to leverage the available resources that we have. We have an opportunity, and I think we can do a tremendous amount to make a difference and give people a home.
Thanks, Jan.
Thank you very much. Any other comment, Alan? I don't want to cut you.
I think the thing that you all have been through, and particularly about using the phrase Southwest, right? Because we do tend to think of that as that. So maybe either using neighborhoods or outer Southwest, I think to be very clear about what the priority is there, I think is also really smart. And I think I'd be remiss if I didn't say that, you know, that one of the reasons I do bring forward the family focus piece is that's a piece that, as you all know, we hear pretty consistently from our communities of color. And so I just wanted to note that.
Thank you. Annalise.
Yeah, thank you so much, Dr. Holt. Thank you so much for this presentation, Shannon. I really appreciate it. And I really appreciate all of the thinking that you and all the members of your team have done to kind of figure out what is both the best timing as well as the best strategy for this remaining 45 or 46, whatever it ends up being, millions of dollars. I also want to say, like, I think this all sounds really good to me and in the right direction. And that I appreciate the balance of trying to be efficient and urgent, as well as still wanting to run a good process. And I feel like you have threaded the needle well on that. So we're not going to go back and ask people to redo a bunch of work that they have already done. But also there does need to be a good process. And I feel like you have laid out steps that really show that. And then I think I also want to say thank you, because I think you've really listened to the feedback that this committee has given. You know, the focus on Southwest is something that this committee has talked about, I think, multiple times, about how that has been a gap that we've seen in the portfolio and wanting to focus there. And I think, again, focusing on PSH, supportive housing services, those folks who need the most help is, again, something that has been echoed in this room, but then also in the community at large, and you are responding to that. So I really just want to say I appreciate that. And I think that this is a good and strong direction.
Thanks, Alan, for your comments. Director Callahan, for your presentation and your update. We are at the end of our meeting, almost exactly on time. Appreciate everyone's energy, effort, and involvement in our process. Our proposed next meeting is February 3rd, 2022. So doesn't look like we will have an opportunity to be in this space with one another again before the year is over, believe it or not. And so I want to encourage you to be safe, to take care of one another, enjoy the holiday season as much as possible, and continue to be people who show up to make difference. Take care, everybody.